Macklin does, and he was asking about our utility responsibilities.
Like I will present,
but it doesn't arise in the field to run utilities to it. Oh, yeah.
It's over here, isn't it?
Yep.
Back here.
Okay, I now have 7 o'clock.
Now I'll have to work.
So I will now call this regular session of council to order this day, Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. Roll call, please.
Cody Browning.
Here.
Doug McCauley.
Here.
Terry Meek.
Here.
Greg McMaster.
Here.
Chris Shea.
Here. Would you please stand and join me in the Lord's Prayer and remain standing for the pledge? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody. Good day for penguins and polar bears out, huh?
No.
Comes every year about this time. All right, let's move along with the approval of council minutes from both sessions, the reorganization session and regular session of January 6, 2026. Would there be any comments or corrections? Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning.
I have none.
Mr. McMaster.
I have none.
Mr. Shea.
I have none.
None for myself.
I will defer to Frank on this one.
All right.
Everything looks okay to me.
All right. May I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. McMaster, second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
The minutes have been approved as presented. Any pending old business? Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning.
I have none.
Mr. McMaster.
I have none.
Mr. Shea.
No, sir.
None for myself. All right, moving along. Any correspondence this evening?
There's none.
All right. On the agenda this evening for visitors, we have representatives of Clyde High School Prom Committee. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Morgan Garcia, and Casey Smith and I are the prom advisors this year again. We are going to return to Camden Falls and Tiffin this year. The financial difference was a huge savings for our students, and that went over really well. We were able to provide some families that were a little bit less fortunate with tickets for free, so that was really good for us as well. We're going to continue to do the pizza and dessert bar instead of a formal dinner, which allows students to go where they would like. And now I have two students who are going to share what they would like the prom to look like this year.
Okay, our theme for prom this year is based off of the book from 1925, The Great Gatsby. So it's very elegant and classy is kind of what our vision is for prom this year. And it's like the theme of the Roaring Twenties is kind of what we're going for. And last year it was Hollywood, which went really well. And I think they did a really good job last year with the decorations, and they did like Hollywood-themed awards.
So for a color scheme, we want to focus on metallics. We're going with gold, black, and white, keeping it very classy and elegant, like Lainey was saying. And we hope to encapsulate the aesthetic of the Roaring Twenties by including feathers, fringe, and rhinestones, some shimmery accents, too, to include in our designs.
All right. The theme sounds great. So, any questions, Ms. Meek?
I have none. Just enjoy your proms. They go fast. So enjoy every minute of them.
Yeah. Will.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
That's great. They were able to provide some tickets and stuff last year to those that were in need, and hopefully it can continue.
Mr. Shea?
Your theme sounds very classy, very nice. I like it. Thanks for coming out and seeing us.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, thank you for coming in and telling us what the theme and the process is this year. Boy, do I remember Clyde High School proms, having taught after 30-some years at prom season, like being in the art department. Okay, this we need paint, we need this, this, and this, and now it's off-site. The guy who took over from me, Mr. Scholes, gets relief from that. So, but anyway, a lot of work goes into it, and a lot of planning and devoting unselfish time. So thank you. We will go through our regular formal meetings, and then towards the end of the meeting, then we'll have a formal motion to award something, okay? All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Any other visitors wish to address council this evening? All right, let's move on then. We have a rather loaded agenda here this evening. We only have one ordinance, but we have a bucket load of resolutions. So let's go with please assign a number, and let's give the first reading of an ordinance.
Ordinance number 2026-06, accepting the annexation of territory totaling 5.648 acres located in Green Creek Township, petitioned by William and Yvonne Shear and Matthew and Katya Sofer for the City of Clyde, Ohio. Whereas on August 5, 2025, a petition for annexation of certain parcels located in Green Creek Township was duly filed with the Commissioners of Sandusky County, Ohio, as provided by law by Margaret Pierce, agent for petitioners. And whereas on October 28, 2025, the Board of County Commissioners by Resolution 2025-301 has approved the annexation of said territory to the City of Clyde, hereinafter described. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners certified the transcript of the proceedings in connection with said annexation with the map and petition required in connection therewith to the Clerk of Council, who received same on October 28, 2025. And whereas 60 days from the date of said filing have now elapsed in accordance with the provisions of Revised Code Section 709.04, now therefore be it ordained by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the proposed annexation as applied for in the petition of Margaret Pierce, agent for petitioners, on behalf of the William and Yvonne Shear and Matthew and Katya Soper residing in certain territory hereinafter described and which petition was approved for annexation of the City of Clyde, Ohio by the Board of County Commissioners on October 28, 2025, be and the same is hereby accepted. Said territory is described as set forth in attached Exhibit A, which is incorporated herein. Section 2, that the clerk of this council be and is hereby authorized and directed pursuant to Section 709.06 of the Ohio Revised Code to make two copies of this ordinance, to each of which shall be attached a copy of the map accompanying the petition for annexation, a copy of the transcript of proceedings of the Board of County Commissioners relating thereto. The clerk of council shall then deliver one copy to the county recorder and one copy to the Secretary of State and do all other things and matters required by law, and there is both a map and a transcript.
All right. You've heard the first reading of Ordinance 2026-06. Comments? Mr. Pfizer.
Not a lot on the first reading. If you're not familiar with the area, it encompasses the barn where a lot of littles in Clyde learned how to wrestle to begin with. It's kind of the annexation's been around for a minute here. It started, got delayed for a long time during COVID, and then a couple of different law firms had the annexations or the annexation process. So that's all I've really got.
Okay. Any comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
Just I want to thank the person who made this map and made me have to pull out my magnifying glass in order to read the print.
I
appreciate that, showing how old I am. But other than that, I have no other comments.
Okay. Question, Paul. We've only had one annexation since I've been on council, so kind of refresh my memory. This is Green Creek Township currently until it is officially annexed. Okay.
Yes.
Green Creek receives tax revenue from that parcel, and then the city has an agreement to pay a certain part of that for X amount of years to Green Creek?
How does that work?
Okay.
So it's in the Ohio Revised Code, and it's a graduated process so that we don't, like, pull the rug out from a budgetary standpoint in case they're bigger cities. But we have math that we do, and you can pay it annually. I think we pay it, like, every 2 years because the fee's so nominal now. But whatever the real estate taxes are, I'm going to make up these numbers, but they're close, and it'll provide the understanding. The first, like, 2 years, they get 90% of that. The next 2 years, they get, like, 70%. The next 2 years, they get 50%. It steps down, and it takes either 10 or 12 years to fully come off their tax rolls and be 100% ours.
Okay.
And we have a list of properties on an Excel sheet that we send them a check. We should send it annually. We send it every other year. But we send them a check for what we owe them.
Okay.
Because we sell some properties that anyone we've done in the last 10 or 12 years we're paying on. But it's a small amount.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
Yep.
Any questions from anyone else? All right. So we'll move on to resolutions this evening. So please assign a number and read the first resolution.
Resolution number 2026-07. Authorizing the city manager to advertise for bids for the 2026 Clyde paving project. Excuse me. Be resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the city manager be and he is hereby authorized and directed to advertise and receive bids according to Section 133.01A and 133.01B of the Clyde Codified Ordinances for the 2026 Clyde paving project in the City of Clyde, and to enter into a contract with the lowest and best bidder thereof after prior consultation with and approval by this council. Section 2, the expenditure of funds for such a purpose is hereby authorized and shall be taken from the Permanent Improvement Fund. Section 3, the city manager be and he is hereby directed to place specifications and other bidder information on file in the office of the city manager and on the city's website at projects.clydeohio.org to enable prospective bidders to obtain the same.
Okay, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments? Mr. Fizer.
Yeah, so for 2026 and probably 2027 or 2028, we're going to be knocking out a lot of the dead-end roads and with a couple of through streets thrown in there. But the main reason of bundling them all together is, as far as grants go, it really cripples a grant if you've got dead-end streets on there, even one. So we're bundling them all together. Paying for it all on our dime. This program here will include Anderson Avenue, Ridgeview, Manhattan, Pfeiffer and Cambridge, Warnicke Drive, Fairholme from Helen to the dead end, and a little stretch of Colson Street, Parker and May, and then the EMS parking lot, which is really getting bad.
Okay, thank you. Comments? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
None for me.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
None for myself. Anyone else? All right. Mr. Brown?
Premier is being designed.
Anyone else? All right. May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-07?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye. Resolution 2026-07 has been adopted. Please assign a number and read the next resolution.
Resolution number 2026-08, authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Blue Scope Construction for the construction of an administrative building for McPherson Cemetery. Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, the city manager is hereby authorized and directed to enter into an agreement with Blue Scope Construction, Incorporated of Kansas City, Missouri, for the construction of a building for Clyde Cemetery in the City of Clyde for the amount of $508,985 per Exhibit A. Section 2, it is further determined that this agreement from Blue Scope Construction Incorporated of Kansas City, Missouri, is being executed pursuant to the Sourcewell Joint Purchasing Contract Number 110822-BSC. Section 3, that the expenditure of funds for such purpose is hereby authorized and shall be taken from the Permanent Improvement Fund. Section 4, that the city manager is further authorized by this council to execute any and all documents associated with this purchase, including change orders and or additional work orders by either unit pricing or agreed upon pricing by the city and Blue Scope Construction, Inc.
All right, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Mr. Fizer.
Yeah, so we've also got Joel here tonight from the cemetery. I think we all know the building down there is at the end of its life, and it's not really the place we want to have people going to do their final arrangements, if you will. This contract here will be for the shell and everything included in the shell, concrete, heat, you name it. We will be doing a separate, smaller contract for the office area once the shell's up with Anstead Construction. Blue Scope's a cooperative purchasing agreement, so it's basically been bid through the state. We built the Clyde Light and Power second storage building through Blue Scope. Worked very well, so I have no qualms about going this route. And if we got any questions, I'm sure Joel or I can handle them.
Okay. Anybody have any questions, Mrs. Mead?
Nope, I just know it's much needed, and I thank for all the attachments. But
sounds great. Put you to sleep at night, yeah.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Mr. Browning?
No comments.
Mr. McMaster?
I think it's nice that they work through a local contractor like Anstead, so that makes me happy.
Mr. Shea?
Joel, we've been working on this for quite a while, so it's great to see it actually on print, and I look forward to seeing it constructed. You guys deserve it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms.
Lyons. I have to acknowledge to previous administrations and how they've systematically going about upgrading facilities throughout the city, from the Parks and Rec to General Services to now the wastewater and various others, just outlived the way that they were built. And I'm just glad to see this. I mean, if you've ever been out to the building at the cemetery, it's I'm going to be glad to see it go. Okay. The next question I have is there's a construction schedule on here. Is that realistic for them to actually break ground February 4th in this part of Ohio?
I think it's a little rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
Ryan told us the building itself is 12 weeks out.
Okay.
If he gets the weather, I'm sure he'll get started.
Okay.
So
12 weeks out is just the fabrication of it?
Yep, just ordering the steel building from Butler.
Okay. So now it'll be a wonderful addition to that and much deserved. Seems like you've had to wait your turn, huh? Okay. Any comments from anyone else? May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-08?
So moved.
A second.
Moved by Mr. Browning, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Resolution 2026-08 has been adopted. Next resolution and number, please.
Resolution number 2026-09, authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with the Director of Transportation for resurfacing improvements for PID number 94332, County Route Section SANSR510.000 rehab. Whereas on the second day of September 2025, the Legislative Authority, Local Public Agency, or LPA, enacted legislation, Resolution 2025-56, proposing cooperation with the Director of Transportation for the described project. The project consists of resurfacing improvements to Main Street, State Route 510, from West Maple Street, State Route 101, to U.S. State Route 6, including pavement repair, pavement planning, asphalt concrete surfacing, curb, ramp, concrete walk, and pavement markings lying within the city of Clyde. And whereas, the LPA shall cooperate with the Director of Transportation in the above-described project as follows. The city agrees to assume and bear 100% of the entire cost of the improvements within the city limits, less the amount of federal aid funds set aside by the Director of Transportation for the financing of this improvement from funds allocated by the Federal Highway Administration, U.S. Department of Transportation. The share of the cost of the LPA is now estimated in the amount of $151,210.40, but said estimated amount is to be adjusted so that the LPA's ultimate share of said improvement shall correspond with said percentage of actual costs when said actual costs are determined. And whereas the Director of Transportation has approved said legislation proposing cooperation has caused plans and specifications to be made and an estimate of cost and expense for improving the above-described highway and has transmitted copies of the same to this legislative authority. And whereas the LPA desires the Director of Transportation to proceed with the aforesaid highway improvement. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the estimated sum of $151,210.40 is hereby appropriated for the improvement described above, and the fiscal officer is hereby authorized and directed to issue an order on the treasurer for said sum upon the requisition of the Director of Transportation to pay the cost and expense of said improvement. We hereby agree to assume in the first instance the share of the cost and expense over and above the amount to be paid from federal funds. Section 2, that the LPA hereby requests the Director of Transportation to proceed with the aforesaid highway improvement. Section 3, that the LPA enter into a contract with the state and the city manager be and is hereby authorized to execute said contract, providing for the payment of the LPA the sum of money set forth here and above for improving the described project. Section 4, that the LPA transmit to the Director of Transportation a fully executed copy of said resolution.
All right, comments on this resolution. Mr. Pfizer.
Yeah, so this is about 8/10 of a mile from the North Corp line on 101 coming into town to Maple Street. This is possible through the Urban Paving Grant Program. So our share, which is the 151,210, is about 40% of the total cost. ODOT's picking up about almost $250,000 of this project. So still good bang for our buck. It is needed. We've got curbs to fix early in the spring. We're going to be the first job for, I believe it was Smith, come spring, and then this project will take care of everything else.
Good. Any questions or comments, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
No.
Do you know how this will affect our nice fresh concrete that we put in the intersection over there?
It might get tracked up with some tack from the paving, but other than that, it'll hold up.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
Okay. I think the cost of this is very reasonable for what's going to be done. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Any comments from anyone? All right. May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-09?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea. Second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Resolution 2026-09 has been adopted. Next resolution and number, please.
Resolution number 2026-10, authorizing the establishment of a capital fund for the sole purpose of purchasing new fire apparatus. Whereas the council desires to establish a fire apparatus replacement fund for the future purpose of purchasing new fire apparatus. Whereas city manager and fire chief have identified the need for such a fund in order to efficiently replace aging equipment and to preserve the health, welfare, and safety of the residents of the Clyde Fire District. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that a new fund be established and designated as the Fire Apparatus Replacement Fund, Fund 830. The fund is established to account for revenues and expenditures associated with the Clyde Fire Department's new apparatus purchases, including anticipated related funding. Section 2, Fund 830 will be used for the sole purpose of purchasing new apparatus for the Clyde Fire Department. Section 3, that revenues received to the fund will be from fund transfers, grants, donations, or other sources. Section 4, that $125,000 from the Fire Department 2026 Capital Outlay Line be deposited into the Fire Apparatus Replacement Fund 830 upon passage.
All right, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments, Mr. Pfizer?
Yeah, so first and foremost, we have great equipment. I want to thank this council and all the previous ones for making that possible. To keep that going forward, moving forward, I think this fund is really needed. And we talked about this first $125,000 during budget hearings. So the real quick cliff note version is the NFPA, which is kind of a consensus standard for the U.S.'s fire service. They recommend like a frontline engine is to be used for 15 years. That's not really sustainable. We try to get 25 years out of our engines. The one that's housed here at City Hall is 19 years old. Those are now about 3 years delivery from the time you order it till you take delivery. It can be four even. So this will be a good start to get a bit of a fun going before we actually pull the trigger on a new engine. Right behind that, I would say, would be our 102-foot tower, which I would like to get to 38 or 40 years of age, so another 8 to 10 years, say. It is currently, we'll call it, its midlife refueling. It's in Pennsylvania now. It just, I got a call late Friday that it's done, ready to come back, so we're planning on going to get that Monday or Tuesday. It should easily make that time frame of 38 or 40 years, but that would be right after engine 11. So unless there's questions, that's what I've got.
Thank you. Me?
No, I like the establishment of funds to try to save up before going out to debt for things like this, so I'm all for that. I think it's a great idea. I did have to research, though, make sure we could do it, but I did find we could, so.
All right. Good. We did it before.
It was a new one on me. Well, I thought you were limited to one capital project, and I learned a lesson, so perfect.
All right.
We use the same process for building the general service department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr. McMaster.
I have none.
Mr. Shea.
Paul, how is this any different than if you guys need a new pumper, you guys come to council and put in the budget?
It's just that we kind of got a better down payment with the costs that they are now. I hate taking anything out more than like 7 or 8 years, which is what we're used to for an engine.
So is this fund meant to be built up?
Yep. Each year we'll try to put $125,000 in it out of the fire department budget.
Okay. And second question, is this just for vehicles, or does it include your gear, your turnout gear? And
no, it would just be for apparatus.
And apparatus means the vehicles.
Trucks. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. That's all, Mayor. Thank you.
I think it's just responsible to do that rather than get hit with one large lump sum to try to finance. So it's been very proactive financially, and it's, again, responsible. So any comments from anyone else? All right, may I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-10?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mr. Browning. Roll call.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Resolution 2026-10 has been adopted. Next resolution and number.
Resolution number 2026-11, authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Murphy Tractor and Equipment Company for the purchase of a 204 G-tier compact wheel loader. Be resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the city manager is hereby authorized and directed to enter into an agreement with Murphy Tractor and Equipment Company, the vendor, for the purchase of a 204 G-tier compact wheel loader for the amount of $111,513.51 per the attached quote. Section 2, it is further determined that this agreement with the vendor is being executed pursuant to the Sourcewell Joint Purchasing Contract number 011723-JDC. Section 3, that the expenditure of funds for such purposes hereby authorized and shall be taken from the wastewater fund. Section 4, that the city manager is further authorized by this council to execute any and all documents associated with this purchase, including change orders and or additional work orders by either unit pricing or agreed upon pricing by the city and the vendor.
Okay, you've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments, Mr. Fizer?
Yeah, so Mr. Biggs down at wastewater, they've kind of always had the hand-me-downs. They move a lot of, I know we talk about sludge cake a lot in here. They move a lot of sludge cake around down there. Originally, they were doing it with a quarter of a yard bucket on an old beat-up John Deere tractor. Then they switched to maybe a third of a yard bucket on a skid steer. None of it keeps up, and they're also doing some cleaning of the final settling ponds. So this is much needed, another cooperative purchase agreement, and it was in the budget.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Mrs. Meek?
I have nothing.
Mr. Browning?
I have nothing.
Mr. McMaster?
I remember Mr. Biggs talking about this on multiple occasions, so, yeah, I know it is well needed.
Mr. Shea?
A G-tier compact wheel loader sounded really fancy, so much to my surprise, I had to look it up. I Googled it, and
yep.
Lo and behold, the city boy describes it as a farm tractor. It wasn't fancy.
No, it's not too fancy.
No. It doesn't sound like a G-tier compact wheel loader.
You should see it full of sledge cake.
I probably will.
Can bring you some.
That's all I have. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. For those who may listen to this council meeting and those who are here, just what goes into day-to-day operations in all departments of running this city, and the wastewater treatment is sort of a toxic environment, okay, and what they've had to work with for so long, it's amazing that they get done what they have been. So it takes revenue. It takes revenue to make things happen. If not, things fall apart. So any questions or comments on this? May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-11?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Okay, Resolution 2026-11 has been adopted. Next resolution and number, please.
Resolution number 2026-12, authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement for the purchase of metering replacement equipment to repair Whirlpool metering for Clyde Light and Power. Be resolved by the Council City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1. The city manager is hereby authorized and directed to enter into an agreement with Echo Electric for the purchase of metering replacement PTs and CTs for the amount of $53,460.18 as per the attached invoices. Section 2, that the expenditure of funds be in the same as hereby appropriated and authorized to be expended from the electric fund.
Okay. Comments on this resolution, Mr. Pfizer?
Yeah, you might not remember this. This was passed last year, and then the tariff came along, the $9,000. So Justin and Frank just felt more comfortable running it back through to clear that up, and I think actually the company name changed too. So. That's it.
Mrs. Meek?
I have nothing.
Mr. Browning?
I have nothing.
Mr. McMaster?
I have nothing.
Mr. Shea?
No, sir.
And it's just, I'm not a big fan of tariffs, and that's $9,000 extra dollars out of the coffer to pay for something that is essential. So any comments from anyone else? May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-12?
So moved.
I will second that. Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by myself. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye. Resolution 2026-12 has been adopted. Next resolution and number.
Resolution number 2026-13, authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement for the purchase of a 2026 Ford Explorer for Clyde Light and Power. Be resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio. Section 1, the city manager is hereby authorized and directed to enter into an agreement with Reinecke Ford of Tiffin, Ohio for the purchase of a 2026 Ford Explorer in the amount of $42,160 as per the attached quote. Section 2, that the expenditure of funds be in the same as hereby appropriated and authorized to be expended from the electric fund.
Comments on this resolution, Mr. Pfizer?
Just that Corey had that in the budget, and then his vehicle would be going to Aaron in IT.
Okay.
So reusing a still pretty decent vehicle.
All right. Mrs. Meek?
I have nothing.
Mr. Browning?
Just that it's a really good deal, actually. If you look it up, Ford Explorer cost.
Mr. McMaster?
How much is another vehicle needed down there? They don't have enough trucks.
So, yeah, he's getting rid of his Cherokee and giving it to IT, and then Corey will be driving those. Corey's given up his Cherokee that he drives now.
I guess my question is, they don't have enough trucks down there that he could drive one of the
Nothing that would probably be reasonable.
Mr. Chair?
Well, I just echo what Mr. Brownie said. This seems like a really good deal for 26 Ford Explorer. That's all.
Any comments from anyone else? All right. May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-13?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea and second by Mr. Browning. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Nay.
All right. This Resolution 2026-13 has been adopted. Our next resolution and number.
Resolution number 2026-14, reappointing Jonathan Mills to the Clyde Planning Commission. Be resolved by the Council of City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, Jonathan Mills of Clyde, Ohio is hereby reappointed to the Clyde Planning Commission to serve his second term. Said five-year term will commence on February 1st, 2026 and expire on January 31st, 2031. There is an attached letter of intent.
Okay. Any comments for this, Mr. Fizer?
Just that Mr. Mills does a great job, and anybody that wants to volunteer in this day and age, all for it.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Meek?
I have nothing.
Mr. Brown?
I have nothing.
Mr. McMaster?
Yeah, he's been a great voice on the Planning Commission, so I'm glad he wants to continue.
Mr. Shea?
Mr. Mills is a good man, and the city's lucky to have him as a public servant for us. Thank you.
And I'll echo that. Thanks, John Mills, for your willingness to volunteer your time. All right. May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2026-14?
So moved.
I'll second.
Moved by Mr. McMaster, second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
All right, Resolution 2026-14 has been adopted. That concludes resolutions for this evening. So administrative report, Mr. Fizer.
Yeah, one item that Justin wanted to pass along was that the Whirlpool Wind Turbine Solar Project is trying to get a rebirth going on. We don't have a lot of intel yet, but someone is looking at picking up the contract from One Power that was working with Whirlpool, so he'll share more of that as we find out information. Right now, they're just looking at it. As far as some of the permanent improvement capital projects, let's see, the Sandusky River raw water line, we're still going through testing process, finding some leaks. I believe we do have to dig up some of the mechanical connections and put on some additional restraints. The Hendricks parking lot, if you've seen that, that's on hold till right away in the spring. Looks good, though. The Elm Street sanitary sewer is down to just one drive when weather permits. We got one more concrete drive to put in. Premier Drive, the TID grant, the design is still progressing. That will be that'll be replaced with the concrete asphalt as it is now. Speaking of Premier Drive, Northwoods has started production, just kind of easing into it, but they have started with a small staff, and from the sounds of it, it won't take long to fill the plant, so that's good news. The Woodland Avenue Sanitary Lift Station, our emergency grant through Ohio Public Works. Tentatively, they wanted to start Monday. The weather is not really looking favorable for taking a lift station out of service, partially at least. The North Coast Inland Trail Connector, which would finally give us an actual bike trail between Maple and Maine. We had our scoping meeting with ODOT, and that went well. We'll be advertising for a design engineer in the near future. Spring Street improvement, we got word that we did finish above the funding line for Ohio Public Works this year. So we've got another OPW grant, and I believe we're going to be able to secure an easement down there, and we'll finally have a cul-de-sac at the end of a dead end. So that's always good.
Which one's easement?
Spring Street.
Spring. Yeah.
Just a couple things on fire before we get to Frank. We talked about bringing the tower back home Monday or Tuesday. Couple things with 2025. Prior to 2025, our record call volume was 186. I don't know what happened in 2025, but we ended up with 220 calls, or about an 18% increase. That's a lot for 100% volunteer paid on call department. That's a lot of hours. There was approximately 5,500 hours spent collectively, and that was split pretty much even between fire calls and training. So hats off to the 37 guys that make that up for us. Appreciate all of them. And then on final note, I need two volunteers from council to sit on a board that hopefully will have absolutely no function ever. The state has a fund for death and disability payments for in the line of duty stuff. The board, which is made up of two council members, two guys from the fire department, and then one just citizen, basically verifies facts and makes recommendation to the state for the payout of those monies. So if I can get a couple of you,
I'd be honored.
Let's hope we'll never do anything, and I will have more information later.
I'd be honored to do that.
Yeah, you can count me in on that also.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Will there be anything else?
I believe that is off to Frank.
All right. Mr. Wiesner.
All right. For our year end, you'll see the numbers there in front of you. General fund will be ending up right around 1.467. Water fund, 2.241. Sewer fund, 1,164. That's the highest balance we have had since I've taken this position. Electric fund's always in good shape with just under 7.3, and income tax with a little over $1 million. General did come in a little bit lower than I had projected and hoped for, but we're still in good shape for the coming year. There's been a lot of work that's went into getting things completed, given our previous situations. Basically, that's where we are. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to reach out to me.
Anyone have questions for Mr. Wiesner? All right. Thank you, Frank. Before we move on to council remarks this evening, January 27th is set aside for a work session, so I would ask that we strike the work session and add special session to that. The next we would need to establish would be the time that is most convenient for those of you still in the workforce. It'd be either 6 or 7 o'clock. Mrs. Meek, what would be better for you?
Either.
Okay. Mr. Browning?
Same. Either.
Mr. McMaster, 6 or 7?
Both work for me.
Okay, Mr.
Both work for me.
All right, so let's just go ahead and make it 6 o'clock, okay? 6 o'clock special session on January 27 in the conference room, okay?
And what's the topic of this?
Do you want legal counsel there?
Pardon?
Do you want legal counsel present?
I'm not certain what the special session is about.
I can fill you in.
Okay. Will we need counsel?
Yeah, so we've always talked about the big three in town. There are electric customers, the big three, Whirlpool, Evergreen, and Revere. So now with Northwoods coming online with their own substation, they'll be taking power at 69,000. So it's now going to be the big four, and it also kind of coincides with our industrial power rate for those three, now four, has been in place since the late 80s when we started Clyde Light and Power, and a lot has changed in how we get power. It's changed in that we are actually involved as partial owners, if you will, in some generation plants. So it's time to kind of rewrite their rate. John Courtney from Courtney and Associates will be here to discuss it and go over it with you and answer any questions you've got.
Okay. What's the Northwoods usage compared to Whirlpool and the other big three? Like, are they taking over as number one? Are they number four? Do you know?
No, I'm going to say they're going to probably be, once they're up and running, they're definitely not going to be number one. They'll be probably three or four.
So I guess I'll leave that to you if you need to be there for that.
Yeah, I'll be
okay.
There.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So January 27th, 6 o'clock for a special session for that. All right. Council remarks. Mrs. Meeks.
I have nothing except, Paul, thanks. Every time you're here, I enjoy it because you give us good explanations. So.
Well, don't invite me much.
Thank you. I think you should come to all of them. Thank you very much, though.
But
it is very helpful for those of us that don't understand some of this terminology and these things.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Browning.
I echo her thoughts, too. I've listened to quite a few of these, and Paul, it's always a, you know, added treat to have you here. So thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. McMaster.
I have nothing this evening.
Mr. Shea.
Just one thing. It seems like whenever we have this deep freeze, like we've been experiencing the last couple of days, there seems to be an uptick in fires. Whether all those fires are related to unauthorized heating attempts, whatever the reason is, it just illustrates the extreme conditions that our first responders work in, whether it be police, fire, EMS. I spent the last 2 days hunkered in my house, nice and warm. But I remember days run ambulance where I'd be out working in this stuff. Cops have to be out handling accidents out in this weather. And, of course, we've seen the fire department go out. This county's had at least three fires just in the last 2 or 3 days. and most people cannot imagine the difficulty in working in this weather, not just the toll it takes on your physical body, but the toll it takes on your equipment that you're operating, especially if you're dealing with, if water is your primary tool. So my hat's off to all the first responders and to your fire department, Paul, for always answering that call. We all appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One comment here. Mr. Brown, you sent out an email to myself, and I don't know if others got it to look over, but you know, those of you who know, Bill's our economic development director, and you put together trying to meet with retailers and commercial businesses here to sort of get together, and you putting a packet together, which I think is fantastic. There's been a couple of business owners just in this past year who put up a sign, and they've done these things not knowing that they have to follow codes and things like that. And how would they know if they don't ask? And how would they know if that packet or that procedure is not available? And you're addressing that, and thank you for that. I can tell you've been really busy. The whole method and the way that you're going about it is terrific. Thanks for your efforts. So, and Paul, welcome back, okay? You say don't call you very often, but we'll just call you.
I'll be here when you need me.
Okay, good enough. Good answer. All right. Any motions this evening, Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Shea?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we donate $1,000 to the Clyde Prom Committee.
All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Moved by Mr. Shea to donate $1,000 to the Clyde High School Prom Committee and second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilman Browning?
Yes.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Okay. That motion has been adopted, and $1,000 will be donated to the Clyde High School Prom Committee. All right. Will there be any other motions or comments this evening? If not, my motion is to adjourn this meeting. Second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye. Okay, this meeting is now adjourned. All righty.